seem to have found a home deeper in the field. Do you like it?
No, I wouldn't phrase it that way. It's just me finally getting a chance to show what I can do. And, you know, I'm going to take full, you know, just going to take the full opportunity to keep showing what I can do.
Aren't there more plays to be made generally back there?
I mean, it depends, you know, how well you judge the ball, read the quarterback. But, you know, it's, plays can be made from all over. I guess it just depends on the team. But, you know, in this league, you know, it's a passing league now. So, you know, you definitely could, you know, make a lot of plays back there.
You said people shouldn't be surprised that you can handle playing in the deep middle of the field because you're so good tracking balls in the kicking game. Did you ever doubt that you'd be able to play so well away from the line of scrimmage?
I didn't doubt it.
Why?
Because I know what I can do. Things got blew out of proportion because, according to you guys, I didn't have a position. But, you know, all I knew, and, you know, what I told the coaches here, all I need is an opportunity. You know, they gave me opportunity. Now I'm forever indebted. And I'll try to be the best person and player I could be.
What does it do to you to rip off a long return? How does that maybe energize you for even just going out there and playing some defense and making the next big hit?
You know, all phases feed off one another. You know, you want to get a stop early, get good field position for the offense. And, you know, since, you know, I'm a defensive guy, you know, my mindset is, you know, I'm trying to take one back, you know, every time I can get my hands on it. You know, just try to set the offense up in the best possible field position. You know, it's all about field position. Just play the field position game. Even if we don't, you know, score, we get a field goal, or we pin them even deeper. You know, we have, you know, tremendous confidence on defense that, you know, we can play with anybody, anywhere. And, you know, that's just our approach.
How much is returning a punt just your natural instinct? How much is the play that's called?
I think punt returning is, you know, more natural instincts than anything. Now, granted, now sometimes, you know, it's just things add up the way you draw it up. You know, they fold. You know, you get good holdups. The wall set beautifully when, you know, you really don't have to do too much, but just, you know, make it around that wall, set your blocks up, and, you know, let your athleticism take over from there. But, you know, I definitely think, you know, from my personal experience, it's more instincts than, you know, the actual play call. You know, you want to set the return and head in that general direction, and then, you know, he says on you from there.
It looked like when you're playing in the deep middle that you prevented one of the best receivers in the league from catching a pass, Brandon Marshall on the sideline. Mm-hmm. What did you see in that play?
You know, I was just reading Eli. It was a 3-by-1 set. Brandon Marshall on the X, 1-on-1. We was in man there. And you know, he didn't take his eyes from that general direction. And I know it's only one receiver over there, so I know he's not reading anything. He's just, you know, trying to find the best spot to put the ball. You know, I just took off. It was a good ball. I couldn't make a play on the ball, but, you know, I definitely think that, you know, if he would have caught the ball, I think I could have definitely gotten it out. But, you know, had to slow up a little bit. Still wanted to, you know, let him know that, you know, I was there. But, you know, that's all that comes with playing, you know, the free safety position. You know, you got to be there to, you know, help your guys over the top if they're going to be physical at the line of scrimmage. And, you know, you got to just let people know you could, you know, cover sideline to sideline.
So do you look at that as like an example of what you told the coaches, all I need is that opportunity to show what I can do, and that's kind of the proof?
You know, it's one play. You know, I should have picked it, you know, but that's just, you know, I guess in a way you can say, you know, I can cover this space that, you know, many thought I couldn't.
Did he short arm that
one? I mean, not on the field, you know. I know he saw me coming, but I don't think he showed on me.
Recently,
you said you hit him that he, the ball, he didn't have the ball.
Well, when I was running, I saw him like stretch his arms, and then, you know, I went to go put my shoulder down. So, you know, I got there in time. Even if he caught it or not, I could still get, you know, hit off without it being, you know, personal foul.
Yeah.
So,
recently, you said that in terms of being prepared for the NFL, there's nothing you won't be ready for since you played for Harbaugh.
Now, after you got over the course of the last several months, have you had long conversations with Harbaugh to try to pick his brain on what specifics you need to apply to your experience?
Not really. You know, he's taught us so much, you know, me along with the other guys, you know, that, you know, we'll carry with us forever, you know, as far as, you know, being a pro and, you know, doing the right thing on and off the field. You know, plus, you know, he's busy getting those guys ready, you know, in their own camp. You know, in college is a little longer. But you know, they have a big game coming up against Florida, so, you know, we're both just trying to win day in and day out.
Is playing in these first couple preseason games, has it felt any different than any other game you played?
You know, I try to just block out all the extra, you know, what matters and what don't, you know, and no matter how you slice it, you know, it's still football, still,
you know,
100 yards, 53.3 yards wide, you know, so, I mean, I just try to block out all the things that don't matter, you know, stay within myself, you know, hold myself to a high standard and just play fast.
No, I'm not, all is probably not the right word, but no, hey man, that's Eli, that's Odell.
I mean, it definitely was a bit of that, you know, probably about 5 seconds of the, you know, first play. But you know, after that, you know, you just got to come to, you know, a realization that, you know, you're here now. You know, you got to treat it as such, you know. Fear no one but respect all, you know, and that's been my motto. You know, everyone put their pants on the same way I do. So I'm just going to go out there and compete, you know, and I like to say, you know, we all very competitive here, so we don't really care. You know, we all have a chip on our shoulder, and, you know, we're going to come in and game out, no matter if it's a preseason, regular season, you know, it's a football game. It's an opportunity to win and get better, so we're going to take full advantage.
Jabril, have you picked up anything from Joe Hayden? Has he kind of helped you out with anything?
I pick up a lot of things from, you know, various guys, you know, and I just do it very discreet. You know, sometimes, you know, I'll ask questions, but, you know, when I'm watching film, I watch what those guys do. When I'm out there in practice, watch what those guys do. So, you know, they teach me more than what they know, just because I'm always paying attention. You know, anybody who's been in the league, you know, 4-plus years, is obviously doing something right, you know, in some aspect, some way. So, you know, we don't have a lot of vets, but, you know, we got enough where you can definitely, you know, take a thing or two from those guys and apply it to yourself.
How new is playing deep center for you? I mean, is it a big transition?
No.
Did you have a lot of experience doing that?
I mean,
I know you're handling it. I'm just like wondering.
Like I said before, you know, I played, you know, almost every position on the defense. In college, I was asked to do something to help my team. And that's what I did. You know, I feel comfortable back there. Doesn't feel like I'm not supposed to be back there. Like, nah, you know, in my head, I always knew what I wanted to do. You know, what my best, you know, position was going to be. You know, so for me, no. And probably for the guys who, you know, thought I couldn't do it or said I couldn't do it because they hadn't seen me done it, then, you know, they probably have a different answer. But, you know, for me, it's just, I'm just back to, you know, being one of the generals on the field, seeing everything, formations, you know, making calls, getting tips, you know, formations they in, what's their splits, you know, just trying to make it as easy on the other guys as possible.
Good. Is there a bit of sensitivity that people are like, well, he's just an athlete? You were saying earlier, I think you were saying that some reporters don't think you have a position. Does it bother you that when you read that, or does it motivate you in some ways?
You know, I'm already very highly motivated. You know, I definitely think it adds fuel to the fire. But, you know, I don't really get too caught up in, you know, what's online, both good or bad. You know, no one expectations as high as mine and my family. So, you know, I really could, you know, care less. But I guess in a way it does add fuel to the fire.